This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizers Report. Poor, poor, pitiful me, says NRA's Wayne LaPierre. It turns out there's a reason that Wayne LaPierre, the embattled chief of the National Rifle Association, doesn't give many interviews to the press. It's because he comes off as an oblivious, self-centered, dissembling, whiny baby. A reporter for the New York Times Magazine, Danny Hakem, sat down with LaPierre for a series of long discussions and bent over backwards to let him try and wiggle out of the mess and scandals that have embroiled NRA over the last several years. Undoubtedly, he agreed, hoping to turn the public relations disaster and membership crash of the NRA under his leadership around. It didn't work. He couldn't make a case for the NRA because he couldn't put down the crying towel for himself long enough to even pretend there was a defense for their impossible positions. Nor could he ever offer any semblance of excuse for his own self-dealing and money-grubbing behavior, or, curiously, inexplicable decisions that are now bleeding out the organization in what some of his opponents term an existential crisis, but in many ways looks and reads like a falling out among thieves. Why do I say this? Here are some examples. Speaking of the external investigations and internal conflict, his response was not the typical, "we'll emerge stronger," but in All About Me, it was horribly painful. I mean, it's the most painful period of my life. In a subtle plea for sympathy at 70, he acknowledged a sense of mortality. His father, he said, found out he had Alzheimer's at 75. He claims he'll spend his last days fighting for the organization. Yeah, right. It's all still personal, as he then says. If I lose every friend, I'm prepared to do it. Where do you find a memo that says running a big nonprofit is about whether you have friends? When asked about his comment in a fundraising letter about jackbooted government thugs coming after the organization, he tries to deflect responsibility for his comment, saying it was something written downstairs. The $2 million a year contract with the public relations firm Ackerman to pay former Contra scandal colonel Oliver North as president of the NRA and then be reimbursed by the NRA, he tries to claim he didn't approve or negotiate, but just knew the details. He blames his 250,000 shopping trips on his PR firm, claiming it was about maintaining the brand. And this from a guy who the interview says will hardly look you in the eye when he speaks to you. The controversial Russian trip some board members and donors took that was paid for by a foreign agent, he claims to have opposed with some offhanded comments, but didn't stop. At the end, he compares the conflict investigations to being waterboarded. The fellow that comes off in this interview is pathetic, irresponsible, and incompetent. He somehow thinks a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit like the NRA has a safe harbor to rectify all of their conflating of monies back and forth. He defends the excessive legal fees, and everything is someone else's fault in their conflicted bureaucracy. The guy should be a case study of the failure of nonprofit leadership and how money and politics can build up a strong man as a strong man. If the IRS, the state of New York, and Washington, D.C. don't take away their tax exemption and force him out of his position and reform this organization, any of the NRA members that read about LaPierre's pity party should get rid of him. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.